Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And greetings and salutations, everybody. This is Gwinnett Business Radio, and I am merely, today, Stephen Julian. And I am flying solo today. Now, not completely flying solo, because behind the booth is the great and wonderful producer, Trey Odom. Hey, Trey, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you. I can actually see you.
That's a little rare, normally.
Especially on radio, yeah.
That's right. So, last week, I got the great privilege of hosting the show with John Ray, because Mike was sailing away on a cruise, right? I will not be singing this song, but will you try?
I will not be singing this song either. But yes, Mike is still lost at sea.
Lost at sea. We've sent out a search party. We've done ship to shore communications, and haven't found him yet. So hopefully he'll be back next week.
We'll see. In all honesty, he's a little under the weather.
Yep.
Didn't want to bring the germs in the studio, and we appreciate that
very much. Very much. Thank you, Mike. Feel better. Sure. And I will do my best to fill the mighty shoes of Mike Salmon. Before we get to our guests, just want to remind everybody that this show is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech has been in business for 25 years by manufacturing top-of-the-line toner supplies. They offer outstanding customer service. Ferritech offers a 100% guarantee on all their products, so you know they stand behind their quality. For more information, visit Ferritech.com. That's Ferritech.com. So we have a fantastic guest in the studio with us today. And he is Michael Park. He is the principal consultant at Group IBI Consulting. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
So glad that you are here. Group IBI Consulting, I'm going to guess you guys do consulting, but that doesn't tell me a ton. That's a broad term. So tell me about Group IBI and what you guys do.
Sure. Yeah, consulting is a real broad field, but for Group IBI, our specialty is that we do market research. That involves quantitative and qualitative market research. And then we take that research for our clients and apply that to actually helping them with market entry strategies.
Okay. Now, so business owners might hear that and go, ooh, that sounds like something that I kind of need for my business. But you guys do it particularly for one type of business. Talk about that.
Yeah, we really work with clients from international clients from overseas, and really focusing on helping them find a presence in the U.S. Now, obviously, that could be the Southeast U.S. here in the Metro Atlanta area, but really whatever works best for our clients. So really, we have coverage all across the United States and help them find what they're looking for.
And not only as far as coverage all across the United States, as far as the clients that you work with, bringing them to helping them come to the United States, that also kind of spans the globe, correct?
It does. Group IBI is headquartered in Hong Kong. So we have our strongest presence is in the Asia Pacific area. But we do have sister offices in Europe and across Australia and South America. So our clients do vary coming from all around the globe.
So let's focus for a little bit on the Asian markets, since that's kind of where the headquarters is. And also, let's focus on that specifically as it pertains to Metro Atlanta, especially Gwinnett County. We have a growing Asian American Korean community. Talk a little bit about that and how you interact with them.
Yeah, the community here has been, I think, on a steady increase the last decade or so. It was a sizable community. I think now it's probably the third largest in the United States. A lot of the business owners here are small businesses, but also there's a strong link to the state of Georgia, obviously, with the automotive sector, Kia being down in West Point, and then there's some 200 or more parts suppliers and kind of down the line suppliers that are tied to that industry.
So why do you think that has happened over the last decade? What are, in your opinion, what are some of the main factors that have caused the growth of the Asian American population in Gwinnett and also in Metro Atlanta, and specifically in the business community?
I think it's just the perfect package. You know, it's one of those things where when you look for business-wise, looking for a state that's very competitive, offers economic incentives, that's got really good economic development opportunities. The teams here at the state and local county levels are full of excellent professionals. And then when it comes to quality of life for families, again, that's what expats look for. You know, we always talk to our clients and take a survey afterwards. And the largest percentage of expat failures is not because the expat executive themselves have failed. It's because usually the family's unhappy. I mean, maybe the wife is unsatisfied with where she's living. Maybe the school district isn't up to par for the children. So Gwinnett, Metro Atlanta, and really the state of Georgia just offers all of that. So it's really a place where it's an easy sell to companies once they see that they can operate here, but also provide quality of life.
So the types of businesses that you work, we talked about kind of where they're located, but let's focus in a little bit on what are the types of businesses that maybe are in your wheelhouse, and feel free to talk across the whole spectrum, and then we can focus as we need to.
Yeah, we're not really industry specific. That's one thing. I mean, I mentioned the automotive industry because that happens to be a lot of our Korean clients. But we got clients from India that are in pharmaceuticals. We've worked with a European client that was in renewable energy. So we're not industry specific. The clients, though, tend to by and large be small to medium sized companies. You know, if they're a large Fortune 500 company, I mean, they're going to hire one of the big boy consultants. Our niche is, again, the fact that we help them enter the market. We do the basic research for them and help them first determine, hey, does this even make sense for me? You know, should I even go to the U.S.? If I do go to the U.S., do I need to be in the West Coast? Do I need to be in the Southeast? So once they've made that determination of, yes, I would like to have a presence in the U.S., and this can be, again, something as small as a branch office, maybe with one or two executives, or it could be something, kind of maybe a dozen employees. It just depends on what they're looking for. But for all that, we help them find not only, the right area geographically, but where it's going to be a good, point for them to enter the market so they're not overwhelmed by competitors.
One of the first statements that you made, you talked about that you guys do market research, quantitative and qualitative.
Yeah.
So if I'm a business owner and I'm located overseas, what are some of the things that I'm not thinking about that the market research would point out? What are some of the things that I might miss if I don't use your quantitative and qualitative market research?
The two biggest things I think that value add is, first of all, just intense data. I think that just coming across with just very basic facts and generic demographics is not really good enough these days. I mean, when you're talking about making a sizable investment from coming overseas into the U.S. market, you really, really need to back it up with data. And then the other part is something we call competitive intelligence, which is just a buzzword of saying, research on who your competitors are. People do it in politics. People do it in all areas of different fields. You need to know what the market size is, and you need to know who the key players are and who your competitors are. Again, if you're a small to medium-sized company, you're not competing against the big boys, but you need to know who else is it. Is it five competitors in this area? Is it two? And then how big is the overall pie? Is it even worth my time and effort to come in there? And if the market's only $1 million, then it may not be worth your investment.
And that's where also the ability to go even outside Metro Atlanta would help is, hey, this area that you were targeting might not be the best place because there's too much competition or there's not enough business, but hey, we did some other research and look at these areas. Let's do some intense data search over there. So I would imagine that would definitely help. So let me, Jen, then let you just kind of tag on to that answer. You gave a couple of good value adds there. But when it comes to, Group IBI, what else beyond those two value adds? What are some of the other things that you want to make sure potential clients hear? Hey, this is what we can provide for you.
Well, the biggest thing here in the Atlanta office is, again, as I said, is quality of life. This was unintentional, but one of the things that we noticed was in interviewing our clients and meeting with them, they often traveled with their families. And so kind of unintentionally, we started getting into just value-added services of meeting with the spouses, meeting with the children, and then through our networks here in Metro Atlanta and Gwinnett, we just help them. We don't really actually do consulting on this side particularly, but we help them, find what might be a good school district for their kids, what might be a comfortable area to live in. And then, things really as simple as helping the wife find, shopping that she's looking for, maybe a hairstylist of her choice, things like that. It's stuff that we never really, really intended to provide. It certainly falls with that, kind of out of our corporate kind of spectrum. But it's things like that. And, you know, I just call it Southern hospitality. It's one of those things that I really like to add as like a value add so that, you know, again, not only is the expat here and comfortable, but his family comes and is comfortable. And our goal really, in a nutshell, is other people can provide consulting. Other people can you know, do these services for them. But coming and investing in an expat to go overseas on assignment is tremendous for any company. It's a huge investment. And we don't think that the expat should come to Atlanta, say, and spend 6 months going through all the bureaucracy of, you know, something as simple as getting a driver's license or opening a bank account or financing a car. We can help with that so that really when the person hits the ground day one, they should be able to do their job. What the company is paying them to do, come here and execute their, you know, their position. So those are the kind of things that we'd look to add for. And again, it's not really part of our package that we offer, you know, corporately, but it's just a little value added.
And obviously there are some very unique challenges that you guys, if they go to any other consulting company, might not recognize that those are the unique challenges that person needs and can benefit from. I wonder, the Group IBI Consulting is headquartered in Hong Kong, and the office here in Metro Atlanta has been here how long?
It's been here 6 years.
6 years. So in those 6 years, I would imagine you've got a few stories of some companies that have opened up a branch office or maybe completely relocated. What stories kind of come to the top of your mind that you just kind of display in story form what you've been talking about in bullet point form up to this point?
Yeah, one of the companies that I worked with, it's a large Korean conglomerate, one of the chaebol, as they call it out there. That's one of the big, you know, conglomerates out in Korea. They're here and they're located in Gwinnett County up in Suwannee, a company called Doosan. They established their entire North America operations here in Metro Atlanta. This is the first time over. I had the privilege of working with their CFO when he came over. It's one of those things where by providing the service, not only have they become really successful, their unit here in North America is outperforming the unit in Korea, as well as the unit in China. So it's been a real interesting thing to see how something that, you know, really started with a small consulting project 6 years ago is now resulted in one of the more successful units in that entire corporation. And on a personal note, the CFO and I have become really good friends. It's just one of those things where when he first came over, he spoke functional business English, which is, you know, I think what happens when a lot of international guests come over. But he really wanted to really embrace his experience here in the U.S. And so it's one of those things where, again, just by value add, you know, he and his wife and my wife and I become very good friends. We regularly golf together. We go out to eat, you know, Korean food together and just kind of explore the areas around Metro Atlanta. And we've also been able to expose them to American culture. I mean, things that they, you know, a ball game, going to a U.S. style bachelor party, which he's only ever seen in movies. And to this day, he still talks about that. He still says, man, I cannot believe we went to you know, your friend's bachelor party. But it's little things like that that go a long, long way in establishing relationships and making that company successful here because the executive is happy here.
I like it. And you've talked about, and let me kind of go to the point you were talking about, just some of the functional things to help them adjust and the value add that goes beyond just business consulting. I would imagine another big part of that is as this office has been building over the last 6 years here in Atlanta with you in it, a lot of relationships, business relationships that you've been able to develop. I would imagine once a company comes in, part of what you're doing is also connecting them with other companies, networking them together here locally. What are some of the best relationships that you've been able to build and then been able to help your clients kind of get connected? You know, what are some of the organizations you've been able to work with or network through that have really helped as you've helped your clients?
Yeah, the biggest one is building off that experience with Doosan is just again in the last decade or so with the explosive growth of the population and the influx of companies, especially from around Asia, there was not really an outlet for these expats to really bond and connect. So again, just unintentionally, but what a byproduct was we created a monthly gathering. You know, it started as a simple happy hour and, you know, dinner. But now it's a gathering point where actually it's really become the brain trust of some of these companies. You know, their expats get together. The families can also get together. But it's an opportunity for them to come together, not necessarily talk about business, although they do. But it's more about just having, you know, a family within a family here in the United States so that they're not just going to work, coming home, and that's it. And part of that also is, you know, getting them engaged in the mainstream community. You know, the local chambers, again, economic development officials, they do a fantastic job of reaching out. But for whatever reason, they have a harder time really, you know, trying to reach out. I mean, one of the big things that they preach nowadays is diversity. Diversity is great. We have it here. You can see it everywhere. But diversity is also not the same thing as inclusion. So that's one of the things we've been trying to work on the last year or so is really, when these guys are here, you know, some of them may be here for 2-3 years, some of them may stay for 6 or 7 years, but while they're here, to make the most of the experience while they're here, and also to give us the opportunity to connect them, not only to other expats, but to leaders in the community so that, you know, Metro Atlanta, Georgia, Gwinnett can all benefit.
Yeah. And I think, obviously as a consultant, there would be opportunities to work with some of the local chambers to just kind of, I like that comment of diversity is not inclusion. Diversity is acknowledging, hey, look, there's diversity.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that, okay, so what are we doing to help everyone to create win-win
right.
all the way around, right? And,
right?
and that's a lot of inclusion. So you've talked about some of the different places people have come from. You talked about some of the different businesses that come here. I want to ask you to gaze into the future. Maybe. Now, just kind of talk about some of those trends and how they're growing. What do you see continuing to explode? What do you see that maybe you're just starting to see the seeds of it now that you can see are some great trends for this continuing of businesses moving here?
I think, again, the automotive industry is going to be stable here. I think manufacturing and I guess some of the, like the advanced manufacturing is things I think that will continue to come here. Georgia does benefit from the fact that it's you know, a right to work state. Costs tend to be pretty competitive here, and that's why you're seeing a lot more manufacturing jobs, I think, come down to Georgia and also the Southeast. So that's going to consistently be a base. I think other areas that it's going to really open up for international markets is I mentioned before I had a European client in renewable energies. I think there's a tremendous opportunity in that. Again, we see a lot of warm, sunny weather here. Even the days where it rains, we still get a lot of, you know, sun. We get a lot of wind offshore. So those are opportunities that I know European clients are always interested in exploring. We have a tremendous hospital system in Georgia. So pharmaceuticals, I see more and more inquiries coming in from the pharmaceutical industry, biotech. We're not quite able to compete yet with the big hubs of like Austin, Texas, or, you know, Boston, that Northeast corridor area, but we're getting there. And finally, I think entertainment and IT, you know, I think the city of Atlanta they're not shy about the movie industry in the state of Georgia, you know, and obviously all the films that are being filmed here. I think as we get more into the post-production aspects of it, you know, and I mentioned that because I know specifically in Korea, they're a big part of a lot of the editing, animation, post-production is done in Korea. And I could see a lot of that coming here to the U.S. if those opportunities are presented. As well as IT. You know, IT is one of the things that computer language is a whole other language. And I know that, again, the city and the state is investing a lot in technology as one of their few industry sectors of growth.
We've been speaking with Michael Park from Group IBI Consulting, and he just basically laid out almost every industry that's growing currently has a place here in Georgia. But I also want to reiterate that Group IBI can certainly help people not only in Georgia, not only in the Southeast, but East Coast and really anywhere, relocate, finding that right place, that right fit for the right company, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, we'd like to bring them here to the Southeast, but you know, at the end of the day, it's what's best for our clients.
Right.
So we've successfully located clients to the Midwest. Again, they were in a manufacturing sector. It just didn't quite fit with what they're looking for here in the Southeast. So they went Midwest. A biotech firm we work with, they're more of a research firm, and they just needed certain kind of labs, you know, of a certain caliber and certain size, and we just don't have that inventory here in Metro Atlanta. So, you know, they went up to the Massachusetts area. But we're successfully able to put clients anywhere in the U.S., what's best for them, although we will try to steer them towards Georgia and the Southeast, if at all possible.
Well, I'm biased in that direction,
yeah.
So I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And the good news is you certainly do what's right for your clients. So for those people listening, and they're listening overseas or they're listening here in the United States, and they might want to partner with you, they might want to work with you, they might want to get some of that great market research and intense data. I'm going to steal that phrase from you. How do people get a hold of you and Group IBI Consulting?
The first thing is just to go and check us out on our website. It's www.groupibi.com. And you'll see my profile's up there, nice and pretty. But you can reach me at my email address, which is Michael P. MichaelP, it's MichaelP, at groupibi.com. And that'd be the best way to get a hold of me. I mean, usually I'm traveling a bit, but if I get the email, I can almost certainly respond to you within 24 hours.
Fantastic. Michael Park, Principal Consultant with Group IBI Consulting. Thank you very much for being here today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Fantastic. I just want to remind everybody that Gwinnett Business Radio does broadcast live from the beautiful Sonesta Hotel in Duluth, and we are in the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. And just want to remind everybody that love is what makes a Subaru. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience. Subaru of Gwinnett is where people sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events. Let Subaru help you sail away. Also want to remind everybody that you can enjoy this program or any of our other Gwinnett Business Radio programs anytime, day or night, 24/7 by visiting GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can also download any of our shows on iTunes or any other podcast service on your Android phone. You can follow us on Twitter at Gwinnett Radio X. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Gwinnett Radio X. Check out our YouTube channel. My goodness, where aren't we? Thankfully, we are all over the place.
We are everywhere.
We are everywhere. And we are the reason we're everywhere is we get great companies like Group IBI Consulting here. So
that is correct.
So Trey has given his last little comment there. And so, Mike, we want you to feel better. Come back next week, because who knows what we'll do next week if you're not here. So one more thanks to Michael, and for Trey and for Mike, get better. This is Stephen Julian saying see you next time on Gwinnett Business Radio.
To be the man, you gotta beat the man. Woo!